Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, we're going to dive right into this today. So I'm going to share with you guys something that I've learned through my own awakening, specifically since 2020. So I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to give you the context of it. So I put this on Twitter about an hour ago. It says, giving all your energy to figure out who is behind all of this is the game they want you playing. Once you realize you are the one, their game is over. You're looking the wrong way. Look in. Let me read it one more time. Giving all your energy to figure out who is behind all this, keyword is energy, I put that in capital words, is the game they want you playing. Once you realize you are the one, their game is over. You're looking the wrong way. Look within. Now, you guys know I'm going to go back to biblical context with Jesus Christ, just absolute savage, just amazing. I mean, he was ruthless, amazing, powerful, strong. He was everything a divine masculine man should be, right? So Jesus comes back after 18 years on a donkey, Like, come on, man. He is the king of the world, right? The risen king comes back on a donkey. The reason why is whatever he learned those 18 years humbled him so much. They said, wait a minute, guys. All this stuff you're trying to figure out, all this stuff you're trying to, you know, oh, this is the evil group. This is the one. We're the Romans against the Pharisees, the China against Russia, America against China. Oh, this is this. This person's evil. Bill Gates, blah, 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 going on and on. Do you realize the game that you're playing is a never-ending game that will always keep you trapped, will keep you in mental slavery? That's why when Jesus came back, he said, sit in the back of the church till you're invited to the front. He wasn't invited to the front, so he went out with the people. And he went from village to village to village to village, and he was looking for those who were undisciplined people. What he did was he disciplined their thoughts, their actions, their behaviors, told them to stop worrying about these invisible enemies, told them to go within and understand we're made in the likeness of image. And once those people understood that it was inside of them, and Jesus said, I can't pray for you because until you believe in yourself, I can't even pray for you. My prayers won't work. He made them realize that they're fighting against an invisible enemy. The guy runs up to him and says, Jesus, who should we give our money to? And he says, who's on the coin? He says, Caesar. He says, give your money to taxes to Caesar. Give to God what is his and give to me what is mine. There's nobody stopping you, family. There is no invisible enemy. Trump is not coming back to save you. Biden staying, if you're left, isn't going to save you. Jesus Christ is already here. He's screaming from the mountaintops inside of your soul, inside of your heart, saying, I'm right here. I'm right here. To become a disciple, you have to be disciplined. He's saying to you, what did you do today? Today is Monday when you're listening to this. What time did you wake up? How many times did you hit your alarm? Did you have a breakfast burrito and an energy drink for breakfast? Or did you go exercise? Did you watch pornography today? Or did you read the Bible today? Did you say goodbye to your wife and give her a kiss and give her a big hug and say, I love you? Or did you cause discontentment? They're decisions you're making. It doesn't matter if Putin, whatever. It doesn't matter if Biden does this. It doesn't matter what Trump does. It matters what you do. And the whole trick that's been played on us, the whole trick that's been played on us is we're waiting for someone and we're trying to figure out who's behind this. And the whole time it's you. It's your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors. And when you realize that you are the one, you are the one. And in the beginning is the end. And in the end is the beginning. You'll be like, whoa. And once you discover that, you'll understand that all of this is just a wave of energy. From the microcosm internally out to the macrocosm. It's a bunch of people thinking that it's something outside of themselves, wanting to blame something outside of themselves, the whole time shadowing them from the actions and behaviors they need to do. And by the time the end comes, they realize that our grandparents, our great-grandparents are waiting for a savior. Our parents are waiting for a savior. Our parents are waiting for the next, our grandparents, great-grandparents are waiting for the next president to fix it. And then our grandparents waited for the next president to fix it. And then our parents waited for the next president to fix it. And the whole time it was us. The old time that if we took sovereignty of our mind, sovereignty of our money, sovereignty of our relationships, sovereignty of our health, that all this would rewire itself. But that's not the game. That's not the game that they taught you, excuse me, but that is the game. That's the whole movie, The Matrix. Neocortex, excuse me. Look what that is in the brain. The whole time, Neo created all of it. He created the agents. He created the experiences. He created the people. He created the places. He created the things. And he decided to ascend into the Matrix during that timeline to learn all these different lessons to go back to source, which is oneness, which was him. It was his creations, his thoughts, his actions, behavior. And he was made in the likeness of image, just like Christ. So what I have for you is, what are you going to do today? What decisions are you going to make? What actions are you going to take? How are you going to show up? And what enemy are you going to give your power to? And when you look in the mirror and you say, it's me against me, it's a zero-sum game. It's an absolutely zero-sum game. We win in the end 100% of the time. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.